I'm going to have to record this now. We're looking at your chapter in the book here, William. Chapter number 12, Pastor. And I'm going to have to ask you, the name of the chap that you've written in here, what is his name? Because I've never read anybody with a name quite so long.
This is the first ever mention of Pastor. And there was a guy called, and get ready for this, his full name was Abu Abd Allah Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ash-Sharif al-Idrisi. So can you repeat that? He was born in Morocco in 1099, and he travelled the globe from about the age of 16, going to Asia Minor, etc., etc. And he wrote a book called The Book of Roger, which is a great name. And in this Book of Roger, he records going to Sicily, where there's a town called Trabia, an enchanted place blessed with water year-round and mills. In this town, they make a food from flour in the form of strings. Enough is produced to supply, as well as the towns of Calabria, those in Muslim and Christian regions too. So this is amazing, because this is the first ever mention of pasta. Because, you know, obviously this is spaghetti, isn't it? Or tagliatelle, you know? It's made from flour and in the form of strings. So it's brilliant. I mean, he wrote a book for his patron was King Roger II, and who inherited the throne from his father, who was also called Roger. I just love writing about 12th century Rogers. 12th century Rogering.
It was obviously very important because this was turning pasta into something that could effectively travel, and it made it, you say, as important as rice.
Absolutely. The most important thing about pasta was it could be dried. And if you think about one of the things that informs the whole development of food is survival, a man's ability to survive, man and women's ability to survive. And you can survive if you can harvest stuff and store it, which is why in every cookbook you read throughout eternity, so much is talked about in terms of preserving. Now, of course, it's easier these days because we have fridges. But if you think about the fact that you could have pasta, you could dry it, and you could keep it for ages. So it basically, when pasta was created, dried, stored, it gave it as much importance as rice.